2 days after the state primary, with an eye toward the general election, State Senator Jeff Woodburn had one message for the crowd of Democrats who packed into the Puritan backroom for the party's unity breakfast.
We're not running against the Republicans. We're running against complacency.
And to double down on that very point, Woodburn, who represents the North Country, turned to a cautionary tale, one that had nothing to do with politics.
It reminds me, I was in a pie eating contest, and they had this thin girl about half my weight, probably a third of my weight, and I thought, I'm going to win. Look at the size of me. And everyone else did, much bigger. Well, the food started, and it was going everywhere, and before I know it, she won. The hands went up. They took her away, and cheers, and I turned in disgust and defeat. And a little kid said to his mother, I can't believe the fat guy lost. Don't underestimate the strength of those Republicans. We're going to beat them, and we're going to win, and we're going to change New Hampshire.
But Woodburn was hardly the only one at the party's unity breakfast, hammering home the idea that the Democrats have their work cut out for them in the final 2 months before the general election.
Elections in New Hampshire are close. This race will be no different. We need to work harder than ever before.
That's Mike Vlasic, the state director for Hillary Clinton's campaign in New Hampshire, and someone who knows firsthand just how close New Hampshire elections can be. In 2014, he managed Senator Jean Shaheen's re-election bid, edging out a narrow victory against Republican Scott Brown by just 3 percentage points.
We will not quit, but we are asking you to dig down deeper, prepare for a fight. We know how to do this, but we also know it takes a lot of work.
Other speakers at the Democrats' breakfast took a number of jabs at the Republican candidates. But Steve Marchand, who just lost his bid for governor to Colin Van Ostern, tried to make the case that the party shouldn't just fall back on attacks between now and November.
We have to talk less about what we're not and about what we're against. We need to focus on what we're for. That's what people want. We're in a culture of some cynicism. And when we have nominees like Colin, like Carol, like Maggie, like Senator Shaheen is, who are able to be aspirational in their language, that is what drives a conversation in a positive direction.
Instead, Marchand wants his fellow Democrats to be, in his words, happy warriors.
It's okay once in a while to talk about Donald Trump. Yeah, do a little comparison, you know? But generally speaking, focus on aspiration.
Up and down the ballot, state Democrats, together with the Clinton team, have been building a coordinated grassroots campaign called New Hampshire Together. The party says it's opened 25 field offices across the state, most recently in Peterborough, Epping, Rochester, Fremont, and Newmarket. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.